Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel once again. And I'm commenting on this diplomatic row between Poland and Ukraine. And in this conflict, they're actually very close for quite a long time. And the Poles see a lot of themselves in the Ukrainians, because, of course, certainly the eastern half of Poland was part of the Russian Empire for a few centuries, including even Warsaw. One of the titles that the Tsar styled himself was King of Poland. And indeed, some of the Romanovs' favorite hunting estates were in what we now call Poland. And indeed, the Soviet Union, the principal successor state of the Russian Empire, it was a co-belligerent with Nazi Germany. The Soviets, they launched an unprovoked invasion of Poland in 1939, and they seized half of Poland and all the rest of it. So the Soviet Union started the Second World War along with Germany, a legacy that Putin won't face up to because he's too cowardly to face the facts. This is a war in which 20% of the Polish population was killed. And then even after the Second World War, the Red Army, the Soviet Army, half of that's Russian, came in and they were attacking gallant Poland resistance fighters, even whilst the war against Germany was still going on. So they suffered horrifically at Moscow's hands. And Ukraine had a similar experience, but it is true that some Ukrainians regarded themselves as Russians, and some Ukrainians obviously were guilty of these crimes against Poland too. But anyway, Putin's still trying to rebuild the Tsarist Empire, and the late Vladimir Zhirinovsky even said to take back Alaska. So Poland were their next on the hit list if Ukraine falls, so they mustn't allow that to happen. The languages are very similar, which is not to say they always got on well. There were some Ukrainians who are very anti-Polish, and there were some Poles who are very anti-Ukrainian, even at the Second World War, occasionally killing each other civilians. From Western Europe, you might say, well, they're quite similar. I mean, come on, what's the difference? It might be a bit like Irish and English. And if you call an Irishman English, he will not thank you. And the English might be a bit less chippy about being called Irish, which is not to say Irish people and English people have always hated each other and were actually quite intermingled, which really doesn't suit the purpose of some ultra-nationalists to recognize that. And so 1.5 million Ukrainian refugees are in Poland. So Poland's taken more Ukrainian refugees than any other country. Because easily 10 million Ukrainian refugees have fled, partly because Poland's got a fairly long border with Ukraine, and Ukraine's third city, Lviv, is fairly close to the Ukrainian border. So Ukrainians have told me when they go to Poland, they can understand the language quite easily. It's more comprehensible to them than Russian, if you happen not to speak Russian. Of course, most Ukrainians do speak Russian, even if not fluently in all cases. So the Ukrainians say that they're grateful for all this Polish support, but there's been a bit of a clash. So the Prime Minister of Poland is Mateusz Morawiecki. Forgive me if I mispronounce that. And he says that, you know, they've done so much to help them. And Andrzej Duda pointed out that Poland has donated 320 Soviet-era tanks to the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians already know how to use those. Don't need to be trained on those ones, T-60s and T-82s and so on. And 14 MiG-29 fighters, again, of Soviet-era manufacture. So the Ukrainians already know how to use them. MiG, as in of Mikoyan, the name of the Armenian aeronautical engineer who designed them. Apparently, Mikoyan actually wasn't that good. He only got so high because his brother, Anastas Mikoyan, was briefly the Soviet head of state in the 1960s. Was an acolyte of Stalin. Anastas Mikoyan, one of the only ones who could openly argue with his fellow Caucasian and get away with it. But the Poles, they got rid of all that old stuff, partly because they're buying new kit from the Americans. I'm not sure the Americans are giving it to them for free. There was this idea of backfilling. You give this to the Ukrainians and we'll give you more modern stuff. But Poland's actually a fairly prosperous country. It's not far behind the United Kingdom economically. I think within 10 years, they'll be at parity. They've really had turbocharged growth and now low unemployment. I remember when they had 20% unemployment in 2005. President Zelensky, he was in the United Nations, the UN General Assembly. It's every September. Putin didn't go because he was afraid the reception he'd get. But then in his address to the UN General Assembly, still in his military fatigues, which he's not doffed since the first day of the war, he said that there's a political theater and people are making a thriller from grain, talking about European Union countries, because Poland, Hungary, and Slovakia banned the purchase of Ukrainian grain in their country. They are allowing the transshipment of Ukrainian grain onto other countries, but they're worried it's going to undercut their own farmers. They're all fairly major producers, and all of them donated military kit. Hungary the least, Slovakia quite a lot, considering they're a country of only 5 million people. And they were also under Soviet occupation for decades. But there's a presidential election going on in Slovakia, and the challenger, he's actually reiterating many Kremlin talking points. So it'd be good news for Russia if he wins. I don't think he's going to win, but it'll be fairly close. And people are also saying, well, you know, Hungary's got a good deal for their people. They've got all these opt-outs from the European Union sanctions. They're getting cheap energy. Why shouldn't we? This war is costing us too much. That's obviously music to Putin's ears. So Poland is worried about being flooded with cheap Ukrainian grain. Are the Ukrainian refugees outstaying their welcome? Doesn't seem to be that much of a problem. Unemployment's very low in Poland now. They even have labor shortages in some sectors, particularly since they started conscripting young men for the first time since the early 90s because they want to beef up their military. It's actually quite a formidable army, the Polish army now. The Polish government has rightly said that Russia is increasingly barbarian, not being Russophobic, not saying all Russians are bad. No nation is bad and no nation is good, but certainly the regime is evil. So there's a big NATO base at Rzeszów, I hope I pronounced it correctly, that major Polish city in the southeast of the country, quite close to the Ukrainian border. If you want to fly to Ukraine, you're best off going to Rzeszów and then crossing the border by train to Lviv. So the Poles have said that the things they've already pledged, they will deliver. But Poland's got a company called PGZ, which produces a lot of military hardware, and they've got these Crab artillery systems, and 60 of them are going to be going to Ukraine by the end of the year. And the munitions and whatever armaments they've already pledged, they will deliver, but no more. And they say that we've given about a third of our military kit. We simply cannot afford any more. So there's an election on the 15th of October this year. So a lot of it is influenced by internal politicking. And partly some undiplomatic words from Zelensky. But, you know, the Ukrainian economy has created 30% at the beginning of the war. Grain exports are really important to them. If they can't export grain, it's going to crater even more. They have actually managed to send some ships across the Black Sea. Russia's so far not dead, sunk them, or just lack of the capability. These drone strikes are really beginning to tell on them in Crimea. And they're afraid of maybe going too close. Will their planes get shot down? Will their ships get sunk by these sea drones even? And that major dry dock is out of commission in Crimea. So the European Union said this is a matter for the individual member states. Since Ukraine is not in the EU, they're allowed to ban Ukrainian grain. Bulgaria and Romania have likewise done it. Now, Ukraine has taken them to the international court about this, saying this is breaking law. But Slovakia and Ukraine looks like might be able to work out a deal whereby they drop this in return for Slovakia agreeing to small scale Ukrainian grain imports. Because Poland has given $3.3 billion worth of aid, which is quite a lot. It's the sixth most, considering they're not that prosperous a country. USA is number one, Germany's number two, the United Kingdom's number three, and so on. France isn't even in the top 10, which is quite shocking, considering the size and population of France and the size of its economy. Right, thanks for watching my channel. So make sure you subscribe and donate. Goodbye.